Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Yeah. Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. It says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Oh, this is a new year. He says that don't consider the former things. Don't consider the things of old. For behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I pray that 2017 will be a year of new things in your life. I pray that God will do new things in your life. He says, do not remember the former things. Don't not consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. This morning, God is saying on the first day of the year that I am doing a new thing in your life. Don't consider the past. Don't consider the former things of old, but consider God and what he can do in your life today and the rest of your life this very year. I pray in the name of Jesus that this year you will look back and say, absolutely, God has done new things in my life. God will be doing new things for you in Jesus' name. If that's you, say amen. 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 Thanks be to God. And by redemption, God wants us to continue to make progress. God wants us to our path to continue to shine brighter and brighter and brighter. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Proverbs 4, verse 18. It says, listen to this. This is exciting. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The path of the just is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. God wants us to make progress. God wants us, our path, to continue to get brighter and brighter. And we know in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he talks about the fact that of him are you in Christ Jesus, who has been he was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So if you put that together with this, we are the ones that he has made righteous, and he wants our path to continue to get brighter and brighter. He wants us not just to be up and down, life not just to be up and down, but he wants it to be up, 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 and up, and up, and brighter and brighter. Compare that with what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. This year, your path will shine brighter and brighter. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Thank you, Lord. Notice this. It says, and we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image. I love this phrase. From one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And we are with unveiled face beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. God has designed that we go from glory to glory. He has designed that our path gets brighter and brighter. He has designed that our lives will be transformed. We go from one glory, degree of glory to another. I pray in the name of Jesus in 2017, may that be ours, that we will go from glory to glory. May we know no setback. May we know life should be up and up, experiencing the glory of God. Nothing fails, I pray that nothing fails in our hands this year, but that we will see the glory of God. We will see the manifestation of the glory of God in our lives. That's God's plan for us this year. Going from glory to glory. Going from glory to glory. Our path getting brighter and brighter. But to go from glory to glory, or to enjoy and the glory of God in our lives, we have to have the revelation and the understanding of God's word. You see, God's word is what makes the difference in our life. God's word is what makes the difference in our lives. His word, the Bible says that the entrance of his word gives us light. When we get the understanding and the revelation of God's word, light comes to us. His word is the light on our path, the lamp unto our feet and the light on our path. That's what guides us and lets us enjoy the things that he has for us. And so in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, thank you, Lord. Oh, I love his word. Just going through it. Isaiah 60. Verse 1, talking about light. Notice he says, arise, shine, for your light has come. And notice that word again. And the glory, that's the glory he was talking about, of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people. But the Lord, I love that, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Arise. This year, I pray in the name of Jesus that our light will shine. The glory of God is upon us. Oh, where there is darkness, may our light shine. And the Lord will rise, will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Notice light and glory. All these verses that we'll be looking at. Light and glory. Light and glory. By entrance of God's word, which gives us light, by the entrance of God's word, which is light to our path and a lamp unto our feet, may we begin to experience the glory of God. I pray in the name of Jesus that this very year we will experience the glory of God in our life. If that's you, say amen. Amen. The glory of God, by revelation, by the light of God's word, we are empowered to walk what the way God has intended for us. And then if you go to verse 8, just after he talks about all those things, he says that, Isaiah 68 says that, who are these that fly like a cloud and like doves to their windows? Who are these? These are the people that are walking in the light of God's word. These are the people that are walking in the glory of God's word. They are flying like a cloud. They are walking in what God has planned. This year, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we will walk and fly in what God has for our life. It says that nations will come to our light, that people will see the glory of God in our life and desire to know our God. The glory of God will be made manifest in our lives. And we will walk in all that he has for us. Number two, wisdom facilitates the manifestation of the glory of God in our lives. Matthew chapter 7, verse 25. Thank you, Lord. Matthew chapter 7, verse 25. Thank you, Lord. Can I actually start from 24 along the same lines about the word of God? Notice it says, everyone then who hears these words of mine and thus them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Notice the correlation between hearing and doing. Be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. He's saying that when we hear God's word and when we do it, we are like the wise man. We are preparing a foundation for when things come up, we will be able to stand. You see, when we pray, when we make prayer a lifestyle, when we pray in the morning, when we pray at night, when we pray during the day, we are building up a foundation against what may come along the way. He's saying that the wise man heard the word of God and does it. He'll be like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And then later on, in that same passage, we see that the storm came to both the wise man and the one who was not prepared. But the one who had heard the word of God and endeavored to do it when the storm came, the winds blew, the rains fell, that person's house stood firmly on the rock. It takes wisdom to enjoy the glory of God. It takes wisdom to enjoy the glory of God. And so this year, I pray that we'll make a commitment that will be like the wise man, that will hear the word of God and not only hear it, but be a doer of the word of God. Wisdom is putting God's word to work in any area of concern of our life. In every area where we desire to excel, we go to God's word and say, okay, God, reveal to me your wisdom here. I want to have a successful year. I want to have a success. I want to experience all that you have for me, but reveal your wisdom to me. And as we endeavor to put to work and practice the word of God, we will experience the success that he has for us. Every accomplishment is a product of commitment. Jesus said, I must work the work of my Father. I must do the work of my Father while it is day. Night comes when no man can work. All of us, I'm sure, as we are coming to the new year, we put down goals, resolutions, all these things. But it will take us hearing the word of God and doing it and being willing to work hard at it as well. Thank you, Father, so that we can experience all that God has for us. I pray that in this year, no one will be left behind. None of us will be left behind, but everyone will experience the plan that God has for us. Whether or not we realize it, God has a plan for each and every one of us. That plan is bigger than anything we can ask or think. But as we cooperate with him, we begin to see that in our lives. And there is no end to revelation or understanding of God's word. There is no end to wisdom. There is always the depth of God's wisdom. There is always the depth of God's revelation. There is always more available to us in God. And so we endeavor that this year, we are going to seek God. We are going to experience all that he has for us. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Thank you, Lord. Romans 11, 33. Thank you, Father. It says, oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. The wisdom of God has a depth that we haven't scratched the surface of it even yet. It says, how unsearchable are his judgment and how inscrutable his ways. There is wisdom, more wisdom available for us. Wisdom for every area of our life is available in God and in his word. And he's saying that it's unsearchable. There is a depth to it. And the more of his wisdom that we access, the more of his glory we will see in our lives. Thank you, Father. And then, one thing that we must endeavor to do as well, we'll all endeavor to do, is to develop our faith. Faith, the Bible says that without faith, Hebrews 11 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But thanks be to God, he has given us his word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes. So he has given us his word to produce faith. And so we have a responsibility that this year, we are going to grow in faith as well. Make it one of our goals. We are going to grow in faith, grow in wisdom, and grow in faith. You see, faith is a spiritual facilitator for seeing the glory of God in our life. John chapter 11, verse 40. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. We are talking about experiencing the glory of God, more of God's glory in our lives this year. John 11, verse 40. This is the story of when Lazarus died. Thank you, Father. Jesus said to her, he says, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Notice believing and seeing the glory of God is tied together. Believing and seeing the glory of God. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. When Jesus got there, they said, Jesus, if you had been here 4 days ago, our brother would not have died. But Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. No case has gone too far for Jesus to fix. Nothing has gone too far for Jesus to work on. He says, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. If we believe God this year, we will see the glory of God. The circumstances in our life that seem dead and impossible, if we believe, we will see the glory of God. I pray in the name of Jesus that in 2017, we will see the glory of God. We will see the impossible become possible. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, if that's you, say amen. Amen. And you see, when faith comes alive, God intervenes and his glory is made manifest. There is no end to growing our faith. And this year will demand, as the days ahead, it will demand for us to use our faith to see the glory of God. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. And all of us can develop our faith to where we are ready. We are ready when those storms come, when things come up, because we are full of God's word. We'll say and remind ourselves that with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. And all of us, we have a responsibility. It's an individual responsibility. And this is why these lessons are designed, and everything that we design is to make your faith grow. Grow so that we can walk the life, the plan of God for our lives. You see, that's what Abraham did. When God called him, he says, God called Abraham alone. God called Abraham alone and blessed him. Isaiah chapter 51, Verse 2. When God called Abraham, he called him alone. And when it's all said and done, we'll stand at the throne of grace alone to give account for the deeds done in the body. Isaiah 51. Thank you, Father. Says, listen to me, you who pursue righteousness. You who seek the Lord. That's you and that's me. We're endeavoring to seek the Lord. So he's speaking to us. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him. I might bless him and multiply him. He was but one when I called him. Today you may just be one. You may just be one, but it took a personal responsibility. Abraham said, wherever God is calling me, he said, leave your country and go. He didn't know where he was going, but he was willing to be obedient and to follow God. I called him alone. When all is said and done, we will all stand at the judgment seat of Christ alone and give an account. But thanks be to God, we have the Holy Spirit in our lives to help us, to reveal the word of God to us so that we can go up higher and higher and scale new heights. I called him alone. It says, look at his example. Look at his steps. Look unto him. Follow his steps of faith. I called him alone when he was one. What is the purpose? I might bless him and multiply him. This today, God is saying that to us as well. He wants his blessing to be made manifest in our life. He wants us to live fruitful lives. He wants us to live this year fulfilling all that he has for us. But he says that, look to Abraham, your father. Look at his example. You who seek the Lord, you who are endeavoring and testing and hungering after God, look to his steps. I called him alone. Oh, and whether we are growing or not, it will be evident. It will show. It will show as the days go by. But thanks be to God, we have his very word. He's called us to bless us and to multiply us. And as we grow in the revelation and the understanding of God's word, we will be scaling new heights. And so Isaiah 22 talks about the fact that the least one or the little one shall become a clan. Isaiah 60:22. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Isaiah 60:22. Looking ahead, as well, it says, a little one, so you start out as one, shall become a thousand, and a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. I called Abraham alone to bless him. I pray in the name of Jesus this year, whatever your hands find to do, whatever God leads you to do, I pray that it will multiply and increase. The people that God touches your heart to reach out to, we will multiply and increase. The goals, the plans, the things on your heart that you want to accomplish, I pray. It says, I will hasten it in its time. As we grow in the revelation of God's word, as we grow in wisdom, as we grow in faith, our impact begins to extend. Our impact begins to be greater as well. We begin to grow in impact. Wisdom is so important at every point in our life. What is God saying to me? What is God's word revealing to me? What does God want me to do? Wisdom made Solomon. Nations came to listen to the wisdom of Solomon because he sought and he was hungry for the wisdom of God at work in his life. Notice what it did for him. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29-32. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29-32. Glory be to God. It says, and God gave wisdom and understanding beyond measure. and the breath of mind like the sand on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the people of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all other men, wiser than Ethan the Israelite, and Heman, and Calco, and Dada, and the sons of Meho. And his fame was in all the surrounding nations. His fame was in all the surrounding nations. I pray in the name of Jesus that the wisdom of God would be so manifest in your life that others around you, and will come to you and begin to ask from you, where are you getting this wisdom from? And then you say, I am getting this wisdom from God, from his word. And then we can show them the way. We can show them the way. Wisdom distinguished Solomon. It made his impact go further into nations. Oh, our impact is going further into nations as well. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, we will impact the people around us. We will receive from God even ideas from him that will take us forward. Wisdom in the life of Daniel also made him different. It distinguished him in the land of Babylon by the wisdom of God at work in his life. The king Nebuchadnezzar could see a difference. And he testified. These people were people that didn't believe in God. But they testified that we see the wisdom of God in your life. And everybody should give glory to your God. Daniel chapter 2, verse 46. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. That's what God wants to do in our life this year. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 46. We will be scaling new heights in God. Daniel. Some people say those book of the prophets are for preachers. No, they are for all of us. Daniel chapter 2, verse 46. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and paid homage to Daniel and commanded that an offering and incense be offered up to him. The king answered and said to Daniel, truly your God is God of gods and Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries, for you have been able to reveal this mystery. The wisdom of God at work in the life of Daniel was evidenced by even a heathen king. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, and he ended up promoting him in the land. I pray that by virtue of the wisdom of God at work in our life, it will distinguish us in this year. At work, oh Lord, my prayer is they will see the wisdom of God at work in your life and say, oh, let's promote this person. Let's give him a raise. Let's promote him. The wisdom of God at work in our life is what makes the difference for us to see the glory of God in our life. And we see that in the life of Joseph as well. It distinguished him. In the land of Egypt, the wisdom of God set him apart. Genesis chapter 41, verse 38. He started out in Egypt as a slave. He ended up in the palace. Genesis 41. Thank you, Father. Genesis 41, verse 38. And he says, and Pharaoh said to his servant, can we find a man like this in whom is the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise, none so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall order themselves as you command. Only as regards the throne will I be greater than you. The wisdom of God at work in the life of Joseph distinguished him in the land of Egypt. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that in this year the wisdom of God would distinguish us no matter where we find ourselves. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Father. And then I also pray that the anointing of God, the anointing of God, the anointing is the supernatural power of God to accomplish the possible or the impossible. You see, the word Christ means the anointed one. And we are called Christians. And so we know that we are joined heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. So his plan is that his anointing will be functioning in our lives as well in a greater degree so that we can be greater blessings. We can do exploits in the name of Jesus for the kingdom of God to do greater things and make greater impact in this year. I pray that this year the anointing of God on our lives will increase as we spend time with him, as we pray, as we spend time in his word. May the anointing of God increase in our lives. And then number four, if you are numbering, I'm not sure which number we are now, but as we grow in love, we experience more of the glory of God. This is so important. As we grow in love, this year I pray that we will grow in our love for God. As we grow in love, we experience more of the glory of God. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. That was the secret of Solomon. And that's our secret as well. Loving God is what makes all the difference. All the difference in our life. Notice this. It says, Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon loved the Lord. I love that phrase. Solomon loved the Lord. And so when God came to him and asked him a question, saying, what do you want me to give to you? He said, oh, Lord, I love you so much. I want your people, these great people that you have given me, I want your kingdom to do well. Give me a wise and understanding heart. But the secret to his success was the fact that he loved the word, he loved God. And then later all the other people came to ask, what is the secret? The wisdom of God at work in his life. They came to listen to it because he loved the Lord. As we grow, I pray that our love for Jesus Christ will grow and grow, intensify this year. As we grow and we are filled, as we grow in love, we are filled with all the fullness of God. We are filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. Ephesians 3, 19. Thank you, Father. We are filled with the fullness of God. Ephesians 3, 19. Thank you, Father. Notice this. Oh, love is the foundation of our success. And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Notice the correlation between love and the fullness of God. Oh, and when we have the fullness of God, when we have filled with the very fullness of God, that will be the end of the works of the enemy in our life. That will be the end of sickness. That will be the everything that we need is found in God. But he's saying that, notice, to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. John in Revelation says, I saw the temple filled with the glory of God. And so when God comes, when we are filled with the fullness of God, we know we are filled with the fullness of God. But it starts with a love of Christ. The love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. The love of Christ being revealed to us. And we're making a dedication that we will love the Lord Jesus Christ and do what he tells us to do. We will see the manifestation of the glory of God in our life. We'll be breaking new grounds and scaling new heights. The fullness of God. God God filling us and taking us over, we will see his very best in our lives. That's what makes the difference. The love of God, seeking God first and his interest. Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, what is your plan for my life? Lord, what do you want me to do? That's what makes all the difference. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that our love for God will continue to intensify in this year. Eye has not seen, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. That those that love him, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Everything is packaged for us, for those who love the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. Love is what would distinguish us in this new year, our love for God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. If you start from verse 6, it says, yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before, notice, before the ages for our glory. There's that word glory again, wisdom and glory going together. But none of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But, as it is written, what no eye has seen, no ear had heard, though the heart of man imagined, notice, what God has prepared for those who love him. I pray that this year our love and commitment to Jesus and to God will be greater than ever before, because it says he has prepared for those who love him. That's what makes the difference. That's what makes the difference. Our love for God, our seeking after God, our seeking, our love for God is what will make the difference in this new year. That is what will set us apart in this new year. And I pray in the name of Jesus, whatever God has packaged for you, whatever God has prepared for you in this season, in this new year, may it not pass you by in the mighty name of Jesus. If that's you, say amen. God has prepared for those who love him. He wants us to love him and to make him the first. Seek him. There was a testimony of a certain woman. She wasn't giving birth. She was barren. And she began to see some of these things as it was being preached. And she saw that loving God is the most important thing. Loving God and serving God is what makes all the difference. So she set out and said, I'm going to reach out into my neighborhood and tell the people about the Lord Jesus Christ, what he can do in their lives. And as she went around, the neighbors were mocking her and saying, if your God that you are talking about is such a good God, why has he not given you a child? And the woman said, Lord, you know, you are the one that they are talking about. You are the one that they are referencing. You are the one that they are talking about. And in that same month, she became pregnant. She became pregnant. But it started with her love for God and making up. Because the thing is, if we love Jesus, if we love God, we will tell him about other people. We will talk about him. We share the things that we love with other people. If we love Jesus, we will tell him and make him known to other people. Let's make it a one of our make it the one of our goals as well. This year, I am going to tell people about Jesus. I am going to tell people about the love of God. I'm going to tell people about His goodness in our lives. See, sometimes the things that we take for granted, the people around us don't know it. They are around us at work, in our friends, our families. They are all around us. I had another testimony. So, the minister, he was ministering, and he gave a very graphic picture of hell. And this person had gone with their co-worker to that meeting, and the person gave their life to Jesus. And after that, He took a hold of his of the co-worker's shirt and said, "Wow, did you know about hell? And all this time I've been working with you and you have not told me about it." Think about it. He was almost angry at his friend. "You knew all this and you haven't told me about it." Thank God he finally found out. But sometimes these are things that we take for granted. There is heaven is a real place. Hell is a real place. I know people curse with it in the culture, but there are people in heaven and there are people in hell right now. They are crying. Those in hell are crying. Those in heaven are rejoicing. When people leave, they either go to heaven or to hell. But we are surrounded by people that have no idea some of the things that we take for granted. And then the other day, Paula was at a certain school, and someone was sick, and she said, "Okay, can I pray for a child?" The child was sick. He said, "Can I pray for your child?" And the child opened their mouth and said, "What is prayer? What is prayer?" Has no idea, and this is right here in our neighborhood, has no idea what prayer is. That should be our heart, that God, everyone that is in our circles this year, we want to tell them about the love of Jesus. We want to tell them about what you have done for them and made available for them. That's our heart. Everybody, God wants everybody to have the opportunity to hear the gospel and to hear it at least once. And so this year, We'll do that. We'll continue to reach out to our neighbors and to communities and every way possible that we can reach out to people. These things we've run out. We are going to print thousands of them again. Invite people. It has a salvation message at the back and the other tracts that we have as well. Endeavor to share the love of Jesus. Put it as one of the goals. We will share the love of Jesus with the people around that. That's what makes life interesting. Matthew 6:33. Make that a cardinal verse of your life this year as well. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. This year, I pray in Jesus' name that God will be springing surprises in your life. Every day, may every day be Christmas for you. May you receive from God. And then we just endeavor to also, God, we give our lives to you. We will serve you with everything that we have. And finally, if we want to see the glory of God in our lives, we must be willing to ask for it as well. See, God, show us your glory. Show us your glory. That's what Moses did in Exodus chapter 33, verse 18. Lord, we are hungry for your glory. Lord, we want to see the manifestation of your glory in our lives. Our paths getting brighter and brighter. Exodus 33, verse 18. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Moses said, "Please," oh, I love that, "show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." But he said, He said, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. Moses said, O Lord, show me your glory. Oh, no wonder. Show me your glory. And then Jesus praying something similar in John chapter 17, verse 1, before he left, John chapter 17, verse 1. When Jesus has spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. We say, Lord, this year I want to move from one degree of glory to another. I want to move from one degree of glory to another. Lord, I want to see the manifestation of your glory in my life. No more shame, but your glory in my life. I want my life. I pray that this year you will go from one degree of glory to another. Our path will be shining brighter and brighter. That is the plan of God. That is what God has purposed for our life. That is what he wants us to experience. I said finally, but I'm going to do like the Apostle Paul. He said finally, and then he wrote three chapters. Well, finally, Genesis chapter 13, Genesis 26, verse 13. Thank you, Father. Genesis 26, verse 13. I'll read it from the New King James. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God is good. Genesis 26, verse 13. Glory be to God. The King James is even better. It says, and the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. The man waxed great and went forward. So I'm back to where we started. The path of the just shines brighter and brighter until the more perfect day. It's going to take obedience for us to enjoy the glory of God, for our path to get brighter and brighter. You see, when famine struck the land, he wanted to do just like his father had done previously in other years. He was going to pack up and go into Egypt. God said, stay right here. He was willing to obey God. Stay right here and I will bless you. And he obeyed God. It was told that Isaac sowed in that land and it received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And 13, and the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. In that same year, in that year where there was famine, Isaac was exempted from the famine because he was willing to obey God. We are back to where we started again in Isaiah, where he talks about the fact that gross darkness shall cover the earth. Oh, but the ones that have the light will be shining. I pray in the name of Jesus that this year you go forward. This year you go forward. Your path will shine brighter and brighter. And you will see the glory of God. And now that's the final. Oh, glory. Let's close our eyes and pray. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. I don't know what's on your heart for the year. This is the first day of the year. Just pour out your heart to God and talk to him. What do you want to see in this new year? You want to see more of the wisdom of God. Grow in faith. We see grow in our love for God and in our dedication and commitment to Him. And the things that He has for us in this year, He wants us to shine brighter and brighter. Go from one degree of glory to another. He wants us to go forward. He wants us to experience His blessing in our lives so we can be a blessing. Talk to God this morning. He wants to hear your voice. The presence of God is here this morning. The presence of God is here this morning. What we say to Him this morning sets the pace for our year. Open your mouth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We have heard your word, O God. Lord, the path of the just shines brighter and brighter, not dimmer and dimmer. The path of the just shines brighter and brighter. We going from one degree of glory to another. If we believe, we will see the glory of God. That is the plan of God for our lives. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence here this morning. Thank you for the mighty Holy Spirit that people will see in our lives. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We are on that rock that will not move. This year, we will not be moved by any circumstance because we are on that rock. This year will be a year of unending testimonies because we are on that rock. And in the name of Jesus, if you are listening to this and you don't know Jesus, experiencing the glory of God starts with knowing the Lord Jesus. Just say, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you. I'm saved. And I'll see your glory in this year. Now let's raise our hands and I'll pray for us. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus into each and every one of us, into our year. May we see your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. May this year be the best year of our lives. Even as we have chosen and decided to give you the first day of the year, O God. Lord, may our year be filled with unending testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. In every area of our lives, let us see your glory. Let us see your goodness. Let us see your blessing. And may we be a blessing, O God. May our love for you grow, increase and increase. May we see the manifestation of your goodness. May God bless you. May He keep you. May He cause His face to shine on you. And may 2017 be the best year of your life. And everybody said, Amen. Glory to God.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.